Hachette Audio presents The Blood of Flowers, written by Anita Amirazvani and read by Shorey Agdashlu, featuring a special conversation with the author.
Prologue. First there wasn't, and then there was. Before God, no one was. Once there was a village woman who longed for a child. She tried everything, praying, taking herbs, consuming raw tortoise eggs, and sprinkling water on newborn kittens. But nothing helped. Finally, she voyaged to a distant cemetery to visit an ancient stone lion, and there she rubbed her belly against its flank. When the lion trembled, the woman returned home, filled with hope that her greatest wish would be fulfilled. By the next moon, she had conceived her only child. From the day she was born, the girl was the light of her parents' eyes. Her father took her on mountain walks every week, treating her as if she were the son he always wanted. Her mother taught her to make dyes from orange safflowers, cochineal bugs, pomegranate rinds, and walnut shells, and to knot the dyed wool into rugs. Before long, the girl knew all her mother's designs and was deemed the best young knotter in her village. When the girl turned 14, her parents decided it was time for her to marry. To earn money for the dowry, her father worked hard in